Sabbath, Saturday, Sunday, or fulfilled in Christ. The Ten Commandments name a seventh-day Sabbath. Most churches meet on the first day of the week. Paul says, let no one judge you about it. Here's how three faithful readings hold that together. A commandment that most churches don't seem to keep. Here's an honest tension worth naming up front. The Ten Commandments include remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, naming the seventh day specifically. Most churches you'll find today meet on Sunday, the first day of the week. If the Sabbath command still applies exactly as written, that's a real gap between what most churches practice and what the commandment says. Faithful Christians resolve that gap in genuinely different ways. The command, as it was actually given. Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. The seventh day is a Sabbath to Yahweh your God. Tied explicitly to God resting on the seventh day of creation and given as one of the Ten Commandments, not a minor ceremonial rule. Isaiah 58 verses 13 to 14. The Sabbath described as a delight, not a burden, call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of Yahweh honorable. Part of why some readings treat it as a permanent creation ordinance, not a rule tied only to the Mosaic covenant. The verses that sound like it's no longer binding as written. Colossians 2 verses 16 to 17. Paul, directly, let no one therefore judge you, regarding a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath day, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Sabbath listed alongside festivals, Paul says pointed forward to Christ. Romans 14 verses 5 to 6. One man esteems one day as more important. Another esteems every day alike. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind. Paul treats which day observance as a matter of personal conviction, not a fixed command binding every believer identically. Acts 20 verse 7. The early church's actual practice, on the first day of the week, when the disciples were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them. The believers are already meeting on Sunday, within a few decades of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2. Paul instructs the Corinthian church to set aside their offering on the first day of every week, further evidence Sunday had become the normal gathering day for the earliest Christians. Where the Greek and the history add real weight. Greek, sabbaton. Sabbath, seventh day rest. The word itself simply means rest or the seventh day. The theological question isn't about the word. It's about whether the old covenant Sabbath command carries forward unchanged, is transferred to a new day, or is fulfilled and completed in Christ's own rest. AD 30 to 100. Earliest Christian gatherings shift to the first day of the week. Acts 20 verse 7 and 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2, within the lifetime of the apostles. C. AD 110 to 155. Early church writers, e.g. the Epistle of Barnabas, Justin Martyr, explicitly describe Christians worshiping on the Lord's Day, the Day of Resurrection. Predates any imperial decree. AD 321. Constantine's civil decree makes Sunday a day of rest across the empire. Often mistakenly cited as the origin of Sunday worship, the church's own practice long predates this by nearly 300 years. Examine for yourself. The Constantine invented Sunday worship claim is a common overstatement worth correcting either way you land. Christians were already gathering on the first day of the week within the New Testament period itself, generations before any Roman decree. Three faithful readings. Seventh-day observance. The Sabbath is a creation ordinance, rooted in Genesis 2 verses 2 to 3, before the Mosaic Law even existed, and one of the Ten Commandments, never repealed elsewhere in Scripture, so Saturday remains the day. Held by Seventh-day Adventists and a smaller number of Sabbatarian Christians across other traditions. Sunday as the Christian Sabbath. The moral principle behind the Sabbath, one day in seven set apart for rest and worship, carries forward, but the specific day shifts to Sunday to commemorate the resurrection, following the apostles' own practice in Acts 20, verse 7. Historically associated with Puritan and some Reformed traditions, often called the Lord's Day, fulfilled in Christ, no specific day required. Colossians 2 verses 16 to 17 and Romans 14 verses 5 to 6 mean what they say. The Sabbath, like the feasts, was a shadow pointing to Christ, who is himself the substance and the true rest. Hebrews 4 verses 9 to 11. There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of God. No particular day is commanded under the New Covenant. Churches meet on Sunday by long, good tradition, not command. Held broadly across much of contemporary evangelicalism. What's actually at stake and what isn't? Every view here agrees rest and worship matter, that believers should regularly and deliberately set aside time for God, and that this isn't a question worth breaking fellowship over. Paul's own instruction in Romans 14 is arguably the most direct answer the Bible gives to how to hold this question, with conviction, without judging the believer who holds it differently. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind. Paul wrote that inside a passage about the Sabbath. It may be the closest thing to a direct answer this whole debate gets. Examine for yourself. Read Exodus 20 verses 8 to 11, Colossians 2 verses 16 to 17, Romans 14 verses 5 to 6, and Hebrews 4 verses 1 to 11 together in one sitting. Then talk it through with your local church. This is exactly the kind of question elders and pastors exist to help you think through.